they are at war in their own minds. It's the opposite of quiescence and peace. And the original skeptics, again, I'm referring to the Greek skeptic tradition of, here we go. Going back to Pyrrhonism. Pyrrho is credited with being the first Greek skeptic and founder, but the approach was not merely to determine what is noble, but it was a stable philosophical posture that they claimed led to happiness. The state of mind achieved by the skeptic, ataraxia, implies a life free of concern or worry for that which doesn't truly matter. So skepticism in this sense means suspending judgment before you agree to believe. And the refusal to agree without knowledge places one in a different world than those who are in this world of misinformation, propaganda, lies, and superstition, and egregious atrocity porn. So this is a philosophy that's meant to lead to a state of knowingness, and something that I think is notable here is you can contrast it right now. Contrast the state of mind of the people who don't believe what they see with the auto believers. This worry-filled doom addiction, coping with hopium, compulsively doom scrolling. So the first issue of the IPS Insider, the theme is going to be auto hoaxers as pyromaniacs on the world stage.